Greetings, sexual inverts. This is the menstruator, and this is the MaxiPad Summit. I'm here with Pussy Vagina.
Hello.
Poova, Blood Rag, the Bi Defender, who's blowing her nose. Oh, she's wiping her nose. She's not feeling well. It's a sick pussy.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Sick pussy today.
As we often do, we plan to spend some time together and then do the show today on a Saturday. And it was hot outside.
It was really hot today.
But you, throughout the course of the day, just sort of to, like, not feel well. But why won't you go home? Oh, because I'm going through menopause and I need someone to take care of.
So fun being sick at home by yourself.
I know, and your girlfriend clearly doesn't love you. you are not well, and so I'm going to take your temperature rectally. I'm going to take your temperature really soon.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Not yet, though. But we took your temperature. You took your temperature before, and your temperature was 105 degrees.
No, 100.5.
Oh, 100.5. Right. I don't know about shit like this.
Yeah,
well,
105,
you know what's funny?
I think
you
my brain would be frying or something.
When you came here earlier today, and I greeted you, I thought I detected a scent of something on you, and it was a strange breeder scent. Have you been around children lately?
I have, actually. I've been
this
around
this is what's
nieces.
Wrong. You got sick from children, didn't you?
I always get sick from children.
See, I have the super gene from working with your children that, so I don't really catch anything. So you and I can make out right now and I won't get sick.
It's pretty crazy, but I can only imagine that, you know, you build up a big immune system when working with kids, because every time I'm with my nieces, I just get completely slayed with some illness.
Well, you smell like breeder children, and I'm sorry for
you. I can't
you.
Get that stank off of me.
It is pretty stanky. Speaking of stanky, I have a letter here from Fat Bloated Morrissey from the future, and I'm going to try to read it. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Maybe I should take your temperature while I'm reading this.
Oh, that's good.
Right? This way I don't just talk to myself, although sometimes when you're here, it is like I'm talking to myself. I'm kidding. We're doing the show on my couch because you're not feeling good. I've been very kind to you today.
You've been amazingly wonderful
well.
To me today. I'm really.
Did you ever know I could be so nice? I'm like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's this maternal menopausal thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you're very attentive. It's
well, nice. I just don't. Why would I want you to not feel good? Your pussy vagina.
I hear you, the menstruator.
You're a faggot. Am I not supposed to say that? Can I make a horrible confession right now? Lately, I'm really getting off on calling men faggot. Random men, faggot.
Do they hear you?
Oh, they hear me, honey. So I'm cruising down the street, and there's like this car, like a pickup truck with all these guys hanging out of it, like disgusting gorillas. I don't even know who they were. And then there's this pale guy in like a wife beater, and it's like I couldn't tell it was pale or his flesh or his thing. And for a second, I thought he was shirtless, and I was getting ready to go that route. Nonetheless, I'm at a stoplight right near them. It's like Philly on a Friday.
Oh, it's
you know,
just
so they just
vile.
Got paid, and they want to come on someone's face.
Yeah.
And I look at them and I go, faggot. And of course I timed it with the light because I'm not a stupid person and I pull off. But they had plenty to say to me, but it wasn't a big deal. And I think it's ironic. Here I am, the dyke, calling some straight guys faggots when I shouldn't be doing that. But you know what? I don't like men, faggot or not. So why should I try to, like, pet a faggot when I don't want to?
Well, I mean, you're clearly just trying to strike a nerve. And,
it's
what
working.
A better way
it's working
than to call,
every
like,
time.
Some straight white guy a faggot.
It's a good time, faggot.
Supposedly.
It's fun to say. Plus, you are kind of like a faggot a little bit.
But, yeah, you know. My.
You just wiped your nose. You're adorable.
I have a, you know, faggoty sides to me, if you will.
Oh, faggoty? You fagola. Okay, I don't know how to use that, but I press the button. Now, bend over. I've got the Vaseline. Spread your cheeks.
Okay. Oh.
She's putting it in her mouth. Ah! Well, that's dirty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you have sex with a man?
No, what the hell
is
are
that
you
why you're
talking
sick?
About?
Why don't you put that in your mouth? Yeah, that's right. Take it. All right, I'm going to read this letter from Fat Bloated Morrissey, the fake Fat Bloated Morrissey from the future, who is on vacation all summer, because that's what famous people do, maybe, in the future, besides singing. Did you just moan, an agreeal to me? Don't moan to me. Just get better. So, this is going to be hard to read, so please bear with me. Postcardo. Bonsoir et la trail du Appalachia. Moi and mon tries chens et I king sur les trailes du Appalachia et current amont location Georgia. Esta mucho caliente. Und les chien nuclear war cada les skunka el stinka grande. J suies releasing et albuma des musica du francés suno. This is the hard part. Ha. Bese mucho signorornos puva et menstruator el suno bibaco effa bmo, because I call him FBM, Baffler of Morrissey.
Gotcha.
That letter, I don't know what it means. Do you know what it means?
That's a very multilingual letter.
I think he might have been in like a seaside town that they forgot to close down. Do you know, I've been listening to Kill Uncle a lot lately, and I've been also listening to my Muse Morrissey album, Maladjusted, Pussy Vagina.
That's a good one, yeah.
Storm the house in a low-cut blouse. Is there anything funner to sing out loud than those words?
One.
I don't think so. So that's Fat Bloated Morrissey from the future. He'll be back soon. There is a lost dog. What was your temperature?
99.8.
Oh, look. Brought the fever down. You know what it is? It's the hot thought of like making love to me that got you. Broke the fever. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking with you. I can joke with you like that because I'm completely secure with myself and in my relationship.
It's totally cool.
So, yeah, there's a paint a vulgar picture lost dog poster. You look so sick. Contest I had, and somebody submitted something and won, and I have it, but I don't know how to post it because I'm retarded. But at least I'm not a man. And if anybody emails me, I'll send it to you because it's kind of funny. The dog's got a big red dick.
Oh, yeah. I, ew.
You saw, you saw it and loved it, and then you saw the big red. I had to point the red dick out to you, by the way, which is a little strange.
Listen, I'm completely oblivious to that stuff.
And that's why you're bisexual.
But I don't, you know, whatever. I don't get the dog with the penis thing.
By the way.
I don't get why that would win.
Because it's funny.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a gay dog. Most dogs are kind of gay acting, except my dog Tampon. Faggot. Anyway, I said I'm trying not to say Fat Bloated Morrissey and I are going to have a really big surprise for you soon, by the way.
Oh, yeah? What's it?
Do you want to know?
I don't know. Is it a nice surprise or a bad surprise?
Of course
surprise?
It's a nice surprise.
I don't know.
It's
going to
be
that.
A tremendous surprise. He and I are going to have a show where we prep for the prize, and then the next time all three of us get together, we're going to reveal the prize to you, and I think you'll be incredibly pleased. Yeah.
So we're calling it a prize?
Well, it's a surprise. Whatever.
Surprise?
A surprise. It is something that will help you with your life.
From the two of you?
It's what you need in your life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite nervous now.
I'm also thinking about doing a game show.
A game show? I love game shows.
I'm going to try to come up with one about, like, maybe, like, my Klotz as Rorschach test. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Some sort of game show.
I like that.
So think about that in the future, Pussy Vagina. And now for a new segment called How Gay Are Our Dads? So we were talking today, and we just came up with this, but very odd things. Both of our dads are very gay-seeming individuals, though they have opposite-sex wives, my mother and your stepmother, who's a beast of a woman, I hear.
Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't say that he's gay-seeming. He's very, you know, blue-collar white man, my dad.
Okay.
He just has, like, these weird gay
Does he like
things.
To take baths?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he likes to take them, but I know that he used to take, like, Epsom salt baths and stuff.
Okay. My dad has more shoes than my mom.
Get out of here.
I think, yeah. And he also wears those European, like, mock turtleneck t-shirts with the strange, like, Euro trash material.
My dad likes musicals like West Side Story.
Your dad likes West Side Story. That's the gayest thing. You told me today your dad cooks.
Oh, yeah, he cooks a lot.
That's pretty fucking gay.
He's like freaking Julia Child meets Emeril Lagasse, kind of. That's
so he's fat?
Yeah. Kind of funny.
What else is gay about my dad? I can't remember now. There was a lot of gay things about my dad.
Yeah, well, you know, we can, you know, every time we think of one, we can.
Well, that's why it's a segment, you faggot.
Exactly. Jerk.
My dad, okay, here's a gay story about my dad.
What?
When I was about 17, we got a rabbit to keep as a pet just for kicks. I named it PJ after PJ Harvey, one of my favorite female vocalists.
Nice.
And I went away to school. We still kept the rabbit. My parents would hang out with it. Like, we'd let it go, like, in the house sometimes. But it lived in a cage. It was a cool rabbit. We'd do, like, ollies off the wall. It's kind of crazy. So we brought it back to the farm we got it from, which was near where we lived. Then I came to find out years later that my dad used to go visit the rabbit.
Oh, no way.
That's pretty gay.
That's pretty gay.
Right? Oh, yeah. My dad rides a motorcycle. That's gay to me. That's very gay. That means you want to wear tight-fitted jackets.
That's pretty funny.
You want to, like, shave your legs.
Well, go with his European t-shirts.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking gay. My dad's gay and aerodynamic. So that's the end of the segment that our dads are really fucking gay. But they're really gay, seeming.
Yeah, no, they have these very interesting gay attributes.
When I was in college, too, my dad and my mom would come and meet me, and we'd go to lunch in New Hope, and my dad would purposely wear, like, a lilac-colored polo. Isn't that funny?
Why would he purposefully wear?
Because he knew New Hope was a gay town, and he would just wear it like this purple Easter polo. You didn't know that?
No,
I never told you that today when we were talking about our gay dads.
No, I think that's a new one.
Oh, my dad really liked going to New Hope when we used to go when I was in school. I'm telling you,
that's pretty.
He'd even say to me, like, for birthdays, he'd be like, "Menstruator," I'd be like, "Yes, Dad, you don't have to keep calling me that." And he'd say, "Oh, birthday's coming up. Why don't we meet in New Hope and have lunch and with your mom, menstruator?" And I'm like, "Whatever, dude. Okay. Why don't you dress like a faggot?"
The faggot and go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Speaking of faggots, I have visual aid for you today. I have visual aids.
Oh, nice.
Can you get visual aids without even having sex with somebody?
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, visual aid is from the New York Times Friday edition. We have a photograph here, over beers, cooler heads. The caption reads, "With no apologies, the beer summit with President Obama, Professor Sergeant of the Cambridge Police Department went smoothly Thursday in Washington. Vice President Joseph R. joined in too." I didn't read the story because I have a little, you know, thing called integrity. And, you know, I don't really have time to read about a bunch of men getting in a circle jerking off. Do you?
No. Well, I don't understand, like, what this fucking, you know, beer summit is supposed to be.
Well, what it is supposed to be is race relations. What I want to know is, in the photograph, there is the three gentlemen sitting outside. Vice President and President don't have jackets on. They have white shirts on, you know,
because they're all cool and loud.
Because they're trying to be... Meanwhile, Obama's sitting back there looking like, who's going to blow me first, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there's this poor butler walking away with an empty tray, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? When did his life go so wrong that he's got a woman's job?
Oh!
They're drinking out of beer mugs, which is very homo, I think. It's like trash homo.
Maybe why it's not just beer that they steins? Don't think that women are good enough to be in those roles at the White House.
No, I agree with that. But his suit is kind of fly. Definitely not a Kmart suit. Nonetheless, I wanted to discuss, the lighting is a little poor in here because we're in the couch, but they all have a different hue of beer, don't you believe?
Yeah, no, they really do.
I believe that Obama is drinking the lightest of the beers, and I'm thinking, that's what, a Heineken? No, it's too light to be a Heineken.
Too light. It's either like a Corona or maybe a white German beer, maybe, I'm not sure.
And then Biden has a bit of his amber. I bet that's an Amstel Light.
It could very well be.
Or a Heineken.
It's a light beer, yeah.
And then I believe that the professor gentleman has the darkest beer.
Probably.
Not dark enough to be a stout.
Did they do that on purpose so that the beers are like the symbol of racial equality?
That's insane, Pussy Vagina. Did you just come up with that on your own?
Yeah, what do you think? I fucking read that somewhere.
Well, I don't know. Well, you wouldn't read it anywhere. You don't really have time for that.
I don't do that, yeah.
And then the cop, definitely drinking Coors Light. Or Budweiser.
Fuck that. You know, it's so stupid. What the fuck does this even mean? I mean, is Obama going to have beer with every racial, you know, with people in every racial incident in this country? Like, what the fuck?
More importantly... Okay, and what is he going to do? Is he going to have sidecars with, like, you know, faggots? Is he going to have, like, you know... More importantly, where is the woman who made the 911 call, who's been called a racist, who in actuality is not a racist, and her message to 911 was not... Her message, her phone call to 911 was not racist. Why isn't she sitting at the table? You want to know why? Because she doesn't have a dick.
No, of course.
She doesn't matter in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And she would fuck up the balance because then they wouldn't... Like, four guys makes a pretty good circle. And now I'm going to eat this photograph.
Well, also, you know, oh, you really did it. Oh, get that out of your mouth. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I'm going to chew it.
Oh, don't
you know
swallow
why?
It.
Because this should come out of my ass.
No, it shouldn't.
This.
It should come out of their ass.
No, it shouldn't even come out of their ass.
You should be able to, like, shove it down their throat.
If they're drinking fucking Coors Light, it's going to be coming out of their ass. I got ink on my hands. God damn it. Pussy Vagina. That's all your fault. So, yeah. This is the official MaxiPad summit. Because I wouldn't even want to sit at that table and drink beer with those quote unquote men. I have been recently researching women only spaces.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm trying to pitch to my girlfriend to go on vacation to one of them. The problem is, Pussy Vagina, I don't know if you've ever done any research like this. They are all incredibly rustic.
No, I've done it. Because I would like to go to a women-only space, but you know what? I'm a city girl, and I'm not into nature.
I'm researching things like the Alpine, something else called Women's Land with a Y, Camp Sister Spirit, Circle of Power, Owl Land Trust, Land Dykes. Apparently the first all-women spaces were called Beguines, B-E-G-U-I-N-E-S, something like that, and they were in the Netherlands. That's what I've been reading about.
Interesting.
I don't understand why it can't be an urban setting.
Well, because it's not in an urban setting, it can't be women only because you're going to be dealing with men.
Why?
Because even like walking down the street, you'll pass by a man.
What if we took a block, a city block, right? And on each four corners, we put menstrual blood.
Or, to ward away
or Rosie O'Donnell. We got Rosie O'Donnell on one corner. We got Ellen on another corner, although she does kind of dance around for the straights a little bit.
Well, you know,
but they would just watch her dance and stop going. Who else could we put out here? Richard Simmons. Isn't that a guy? That's that exercise guy, right? And who can we put here? Oh, Susie Orman. Nobody likes her, really. I mean,
A man in the thing?
Richard Simmons isn't a man.
Yes, he is.
He's got a fucking vagina, doesn't he?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I don't think he has a vagina.
Would you have sex with him?
No, of course not. Okay. He's disgusting.
I did
used to watch his television show, his like infomercial really late at night, like with, and he'd be like crying with the, you know, people trying to lose weight.
Did you masturbate to that?
No. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you that you're watching this in the middle of the night and you should be out getting the pune?
When I was younger.
Did you not get pussy when you were younger?
I didn't get anything when I was younger.
You didn't have sex with anybody?
No.
Did you masturbate a lot?
Yes.
That's pretty dirty, you faggot. I don't know if you know or care about this, but a new video game came out called Fat Princess.
Fat Princess.
And it's pretty cool, and there's women involved in it, and it's a really fun game. It's very gory, but kind of trite at the same time. Not trite in a bad way, just simple. It's a simple game.
Do you get to be the fat princess?
No, but you get to feed the fat princess, and I find that very empowering.
Feeding the Fat Princess is empowering?
It is, and I got my trophy with Trash Panic for reaching playing 24 hours, which really just means I have no life.
That's cool. Good for you with your
if you were feeling better. You know, I'm not going to make you take a cab tonight. I will drive you home tonight because I know you're feeling well, by the way.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, well, I do what I can. Just don't get my car all germy.
Well, I'll hang my head out the window or something.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a really good idea. You always see that I'm working from this piece of paper, and there's, like, lists. I write lists all the time. Can I tell you, recently I found a list, and I think my girlfriend, like, started to write on my list. Like, I have, like, research this, do this, and then it's, like, milk. Yeah. Milk,
that's
bread,
very funny.
Soy sauce. It's like, make appointment to get tampons haircut. You know, speaking of haircuts, I have something horrible to tell you. And this is probably the worst thing about me, maybe.
Oh, what?
There's many really bad things about me. I need a haircut, if you haven't been able to tell.
Well, it is getting a bit longish.
And I feel like I'm looking pretty bad. But yeah, that has to do with the endometriosis update, so that'll be later, too. And I have to tell you that the last time I got my haircut, the lady who cuts my hair told me that she was with child.
Oh, no.
I have a really bad I have a thing, pregnant women, I don't want them near me.
So she must not have been showing then, because you wouldn't have let her.
She was, like, newly pregnant.
Yeah.
And I don't like pregnant women.
Yeah, it's not something I'm really into.
I think that every man is a liar. Pregnant women are not attractive.
No,
they don't
not.
Glow. They look horrible.
And I don't want to see your bellies.
When I was a little girl, my sister was knocked up. And everybody thought it was pretty funny that I wouldn't want to touch her belly or know anything about it.
I know. Everyone was really strange about that around me, too. Because I was
really?
Always around, like, my aunts and stuff were always pregnant.
Always pregnant?
Yeah.
And you're not Italian.
You know,
what's
my family's all like, you know, let's show your belly and rub it and touch it and stuff and listen to it. And
yeah,
I
don't give a shit about that.
Fuck that.
And all I can imagine is going to get my hair cut and this woman, like, being around me with her big belly and, like, leaning over it and maybe it pressing against me.
Ugh.
And I feel horrible about this because I do. Oh, when I see a pregnant woman, I think, oh, you've given up on life.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
It's like I used to feel that way about people who wear sweatpants who have elastic at the bottom. If you wear those, you've given up on life. And in addition, if you have allowed yourself to get pregnant, you've given up on life. Is that a bad thing to think, pussy vagina?
I think, you know, it's a very strong statement. I think most people would agree would disagree with you on that, but I kind of like the philosophy.
Don't get me started on their special parking places.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay? Don't get me started on that.
Privileged fucking assholes.
Those are tits I would not punch. So we got together this afternoon to
go... You don't
go,
need that milk squirted out.
Oh, that's disgusting! True story. Do you want to know a disgusting true story?
What?
So I used to have to deal with a group of adults in my line of work. And they would get sweaty. And they would wear athletic gear, sports bras, stuff like that. This one woman, I guess she had a kid like maybe 5 months ago. And I noticed she's getting very sweaty, like in her nipple area.
Oh, God.
And it gets worse and worse and worse. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then one of the other women turns to her and goes, I think your nipple is leaking.
Oh, God.
And I didn't
Someone
realize what it was.
To her?
She couldn't even feel it. And I'm like, what's wrong with your tits?
It's all callous,
she gave
probably.
Up on life. Oh, no, don't say stuff like that to me. Oh, here's another horrible story. I'm feeling storyful tonight. I had a girlfriend who never wore a bra. She would always wear, like, beaters underneath. And her nipples would have horrible calluses from rubbing on it. That's disgusting.
I was totally braless in college for, like, long periods
of time.
Would
you get
calloused? I would totally get
calloused. And shaved?
And shaved, yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah. Pussy vagina. You were, I didn't know this, you were, like, an armpit hair.
Yeah, I was.
Hairy-legged.
Yeah.
Shaved-headed lesbo.
Yeah.
Braless. What was that like?
Good times, good times.
A Did lot you just of... say good times, good times? You are sick. I'm going to take your temperature rectally for real now.
Oh. No, I mean, you know... It's very empowering. And, you know, getting called sir and getting to be like, excuse me.
I think it's a rite of passage to be called sir at least once if you're a lesbian.
You know,
I don't know why that is. Just like if you're a faggot, I think it's a rite of passage No, I'm kidding. I don't even know where I'd go. I definitely don't wish gay men to get raped. I do wish straight men to get raped. Is that horrible?
Hey, you know.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
What comes around goes around.
We got together early today and went to Harry's Occult Shop on South Street.
Yeah.
And it was really exciting.
It was really cool. I had no idea what it was going to be like inside.
I didn't think anyone would be inside. I imagined such rickety voodoo heads, like, stuff. But it was bustling with people.
Sign says that place has been there since 1918.
It's kind of creepy. 1918. We walked in there and people looked at us like, I don't know, I think we got looks.
You thought we got looks?
I felt very uncomfortable.
I wasn't looking at anyone to see if we get looks.
I think they knew we were green to the magic arts. That's the problem.
Well.
They could smell fresh. Like,
they were green once too.
True. That's true. Very well done. Well done. Look at you, tisking at that. So we went in. We checked the place out. It's legit. It's scary. Did you get scared?
It was a little kind of creepy, and people are, like, you're in there, and people are actually talking and discussing kind of spells. This one woman was talking to that guy about a truth spell. Did you hear that?
I didn't know. I didn't listen.
And talking about...
I'm polite. I don't listen to other people's conversations.
Oh, you couldn't not hear it. I don't know how you didn't hear
world.
It. And they were talking about, you know, having a truth spell and whether or not she wanted all truths. It was kind of crazy. I'm like, Jesus.
We're going to do a spell. I'm going to do a truth spell on you.
What?
No, that would be horrible. You tell me things I don't want to know. That you're really bisexual. That's what we have to do. Oh my God, a truth spell to find out if you're really a lesbian or not.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
You want to do
that?
I'm
pretty confident in that. I wouldn't be.
I'm totally excited.
I wouldn't be
by
worried
that.
About that.
We're gonna do a spell, and I think that when we buy something there, I want to use period dollars because there was mostly men running that shop.
Mm.
Period dollars are still flowing, but I'm no longer flowing. But I'll get to that later in the endo update. I'm sorry. This week I got to tell some children that not everyone gets married.
Nice.
And that was exciting. I got to give a little speech. I thought you'd be interested in that.
I am
you're
interested,
a fan
actually.
Of the thought that not everyone gets married.
Yeah, I had to actually say that to my nieces the other day.
The ones that gave you the illness?
Yeah. Yeah, we were at the park, like, I took them to the park, and they wanted to play this game, and they wanted me to, like, have a husband, and I told them that I'm not having a husband. And that not everyone has to have a husband.
You so must then, have blew their little
and
fucking
just,
mind.
They just had no idea what I was saying, but they went with it.
They did go with it. Well, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, they were really cool. They, and so, like,
I say you make them gay if you can.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Sprinkle gay on their cereal.
I say gay is good.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, and... I never want to be too much of a naysayer unless it comes to Sarah Warren, which is going to happen later on. Anyway, a lot of people doing shows, little dedications to MJ.
Oh. And you're still talking about that?
I find that highly ironic. And that's all I have to say. That and the I Love Movies controversy, which isn't really that much of a controversy, but I was trying to tell you about it, but I don't know if you were listening, how he told this great story about Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
On I Love Movies, Doug Benson, whom I adore. And
no, he's pretty funny.
His face looks like a vagina. That's why I like him. But like a young vagina. And he told this great story about Michael Jackson, and then Michael Jackson died like the next day. So, you know, with podcasts, you don't always download them as soon as they're, like, posted.
Right.
So if you downloaded that the day after Michael Jackson died and you listened to it, one would think, oh, my God, what a tard. You're saying something pretty horrible, like really wretched about Michael Jackson, basically saying that he cuddles, you know. So we went back and changed the podcast, and I thought he was going to be a puss and, like, fuck it up. But instead of, like, changing the podcast to do anything really, you know, shining about MJ, instead he just before he does the comment, he has a voice come in and say the date.
That's pretty funny.
So it's ironic. I appreciate it. And I'm glad that he didn't sell out.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't take it down and, you know, kowtow. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Strong vagina face, brother. He's not my brother. Whitney Houston has new songs leaking left and right.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah, I roll my eyes at that. Yeah.
I love Whitney Houston, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
You should be.
Okay, what's better? Enjoying Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all,
oh, God, or, I fucking hate that
or defending bisexual people who probably gave you this disease?
Defender, that's what I am.
You're a fucking faggot. That's what you are. I say that. Did you know that I'm Twittering now?
Really, the menstruator?
It's true. I'm not too proud of it, but I figured why not. So if someone can figure that out, I would love for you to follow it. I don't really understand what that means.
So you're like updating it, saying, "Oh, I'm
scratching my ass.
Out a clot."
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna write that down. Squeezing out a clot, and then underneath it, my girlfriend's gonna write bread, and under that, she'll write eggs.
That's pretty funny.
I don't really think it's that funny to tell you the truth. She's fucking with my list. I'm also on Facebook, and I've got MySpace stuff going on.
Maybe she was just trying to help you with your list.
We're going to land the Paper Subversion plane soon, you and I.
Alrighty.
You had an issue with my first act of Paper Subversion, so we're going to change it, I think.
Oh, interesting.
But we're not going to change it until after we find out the truth about you, because I can't be in cahoots with you anymore if you truly are bisexual, so we have to find that out.
Oh, goodness. Gotcha.
All right. AfterEllen.com. Uh-huh. I give them a big verbal tit punch if I could right now.
Nice.
They don't represent me, but that's okay. They don't represent any lesbian, I think, but that's fine. They represent bisexual women, but that's okay.
Well, they must think that they represent lesbians if they call themselves After Ellen.
All right, forget we just talked about that, because I'm going to tell you. So I've got some stories here from a website. I can't remember what it's called. I'm just kidding. I didn't want you to know that it's the After Ellen website, because I'm going to run these like story summary sort of things by you and see if this speaks to you as an alleged lesbian.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Lindsay Lohan is going to be in a slasher flick by the people that did Grindhouse, and it's written the story in a boasting sort of way, like it's a good thing that some man wants to make a film with violence towards women. Does that speak to you?
No, but I guess the angle I'm supposed to be feeling is that Lindsay Lohan is a lesbian, but I don't really think that that's true.
I pray every night that Lindsay Lohan is a lesbian and that she'll come to me and take me away.
Well, you know, if that ever happens,
I will be your Sam. I'll even try to act like a boy. I don't really go that route, but I mean, I'll wear longer shorts. Look how short my shorts are today. Can you believe this?
Yeah, they're very
this
sexy.
Is going to speak to you because you like this, but there's story after story about TV lesby stuff, like a lesbian on this show, a lesbian on that show.
Yeah.
But they're not real lesbians. They're roles most of the time.
No, for me, I mean, that used to mean a lot to me, but I'm kind
of not like, anymore? No?
I'm kind of like done with it. I don't even fucking watch
Who
the shows.
Who gives a shit, right? Okay.
If they used to advertise that there was a lesbian or some gay character on the show, I would actually tune in and see it. Now I'm just like, whatever the fuck. I don't even look at that shit anymore.
Mark Jacobs made all these t-shirts to support gay marriage, and he put two lesbians on a shirt. Is this news to you? But it also has to do with gay men.
Well, you know, I don't really identify with that. It's not something that I want in my life, but I understand how it's a gay topic and lesbian topic.
Does it speak to you?
No.
Does it speak to you, pussy vagina?
No.
Okay. The G.I. Joe film is going to have some hot women in it. This
that
is Max.
That speaks to
that
me.
That does speak to you? Okay, you weirdo. Okay, Mia Kirshner. Do I need to say anything else? Does that speak to you as a lesbian? She's not a lesbian. She played a lesbian role barely.
Who is she?
She's Jenny from The L Word.
I hate her.
Okay, all right, so no.
No, I hate her.
So far, the only thing that's interested you is the G.I. Joe. Okay, this might interest you, but I say too little too late. WNBA, lesbian couples, why aren't they on the Jumbotron? I think that is so 1999 conversation.
Well, you know what I was going to say? They've been talking about that for at least a decade now.
At least.
And you know that, like, when I used to have season tickets.
Does it speak to you then or no?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
When I used to have season tickets to the Liberty, they would freaking have a game on Gay Pride.
I've been to that, yeah.
And they still haven't, like, well, I don't know now.
They don't associate
the
two.
No, they didn't associate the two. How could you not? How could you not do that? And, I mean, I can't believe it's over a decade later.
I would buy a jersey if there was a rainbow on it.
And they're not, they're still not showing that shit.
I hear you. But, I mean, have you seen some of the women that go to these games? Do you want to see them on a Jumbotron making out?
That's not the point.
I know.
I want to sit there and watch those
fucking
fat,
stanky breeders?
People?
No. They're breeder children. That's what I really don't want to see.
You know,
that's a stupid thing, breeder children. They're all breeder children, aren't they?
And besides, it's the lesbians that fund the fucking WNBA anyway.
It's true. Right on, Sister Puva. So, and then the last thing is probably the stupidest waste of human language. Somebody writes something called Rachel Watch, which is basically a summary of someone who summarizes the news. I think that her hands should be broken because you're writing about something so fucking stupid. Every time you write, you're telling me I'm an idiot because I can't watch something on my own and have an opinion about it. Anyway.
Well, you know, the show is so mundane, I can't imagine a summary of a mundane show.
She doesn't even make the show funnier. Like, if I wrote a summary of that show, my summary would be funnier than
the
show.
I bet it really would be.
Thank you, pussy vagina.
I have
you're
no doubt
sick,
in
but
that.
Still treating me well. Nonetheless, does that interest you? Rachel Watch.
No.
I'd like to watch Rachel fucking, like, jump off a building.
I feel like a bad lesbian because I really can't get on that Rachel train, but...
I prefer Suzy Orman in that genre.
Yeah, you know, she kind of appeals to
Rachel
me.
Watch looks like John Stewart's little brother. So, out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 topics, two of them spoke to you. The G.I. Joe one and the WNBA one. I think you're bisexual.
The G.I. Joe one is strictly just because I want to see who's going to be in the film.
Nobody that you know. They're going to be like 17-year-old hot chicks.
Oh, well, then that might be a little different.
Pussy Vagina, you like little girls.
So then
and
we might even be knocking
you.
It down to, see? To one.
And I can't lie. You know, I want to support things in the lesbian genres, the lesbian arenas, but it's hard sometimes.
Well, I think, you know.
Especially when they're doing podcasts for Michael Jackson.
Just like the women's movement, there's different types of lesbians. There's different types of goals in life.
Why can't we all just promote vagina?
I don't know.
Because
I don't have an answer to that.
Who have websites that glorify lifestyles that are lifestyles. My life, because I'm a lesbian, isn't a lifestyle. My lifestyle is what it is because I'm, a woman with no kids who lives with my girlfriend and I get to have, you know, a richer, fuller life than breeders.
No, I hear you.
It's not a lifestyle. I mean, anyway, being gay is not a lifestyle, I don't think. So I can't lie and say, oh, After Ellen is so great, when it doesn't represent me at all as a lesbian, as a female, as a human.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? Where do I go? I like
well,
there's
I think
a UK
you create
website
your own
I enjoy.
Space.
No, I don't do that.
Well, I think you do. I think that this show is definitely that.
I write things down a lot, and I don't know really what this is, but I have the words Dan Savage equals woman hater written down. I don't even really know where to go with that. Did I mention that to you today at all?
No, but I did pick up the weekly and I did, it was all men in the column this
week.
Oh,
it was all single
white
men.
So I didn't read
them. Oh, you know what?
Well,
that's
as soon as
why
it's
I
like
hate
single,
him.
I'm like, as soon as it's like single white man, or whatever, white man.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just like, whatever.
Well, you know what? It was all really pathetic men who couldn't get laid. And I don't know. I thought he was trying to prove a point, the Dan Savage. This is why he's a woman
I didn't
hater.
Read it.
Yeah, it's fine. They're stupid. I can't get laid. I'm too fat to get laid. He tells the fat guy, lose weight. Oh, that's brilliant. The using prostitutes, blah, blah, blah. Or he actually says in his third answer in the Philly paper, that this particular man was in a better position because he was well off money-wise. Granted, he could have been being sarcastic. I don't know. I'd be the queen of sarcasm at the moment because I'm in so much pain and I'm getting old and crotchety at 34.
Mm.
But that's just me. So Dan Savage hates women. I always felt that way. Now it's official. I like his writing better than when he opens his mouth, like on a television show anyway.
Yeah.
Almost getting to the endo update. Can't wait to talk about it. Here with the Maxi Pad Summit, Pussy Vagina, and the Menstruator.
And the Menstruator.
Listening to traffic go by. I'm working on my letter to plea to the state of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, specifically, to let me adopt the four rapist children.
Still on
oh, my
that.
God. I've been doing research on they're from Liberia. Is that right? Yeah. In West Africa, I've been researching the country. Did you know, for instance, that in Liberia, the only form of rape that is legal is gang rape?
The only form that isn't legal?
That isn't... The only form that is illegal, gang rape, is the only illegal rape. Wait, or that was the way it was
I'm surprised
until recently.
They said
wait,
a limit.
No, that's the way it was up until recently. But then what do you... All right, what if this happens? Okay, what if I have sex with two men at once, I have a threesome, and then a third guy comes in and rapes me when those two guys are done? Is that gang rape?
I would say no.
So I consented to two, but the third I said no to. That's not gang rape.
Right.
Is that half gang rape? No, there's no rape there.
I think that's rape. So I think that those people would get off scot-free then if you were in
Liberia. I'm learning all about Liberia, how they have, it's the poorest country in Africa, and how they have a law school there, a prominent law school, and a medical school there. They import and export things, rape not being one of them.
Well...
This is
maybe
what I don't understand.
If it's in this country, that would be exported, yeah.
This is what I don't understand. I don't care if you're 2, I don't care if you're 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. You go to another country. I don't know how they got here. It must have been a horrible travel, probably. You know, I doubt if they flew first class from Africa, right? I imagine it was crazy coming here. Maybe it was tumultuous in general. But you look around and you don't see mud huts. You look around... And you see a Taco Bell. You look around and see McDonald's and Walmart. And you realize you're in a different fucking place. Maybe you should realize you should act a little fucking differently. And I'm not saying it's okay to go back to your country and rape somebody. I did read an article recently because, you know, they're making this whole thing about Liberia. They're not making it about the fact that four males raped a female.
Of course not. Why would they do that?
I'm really just disturbed by this. So the story talks about how in Liberia, wives are often raped in front of their husbands, and this article went on to talk about how hard that is for the men.
Not the women?
Didn't talk about the women. Who cares about the women? It's about the men, right? And
that's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, these boys weren't in a war setting. They were, you know, staying at the Super 8. I don't know. They knew enough to lure a little girl with gum, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know? One of them is being tried as an adult. So far, so good. But I want them to all come and live with me. And I'm going to write that letter. And it's going to be with feeling.
My goodness.
And I don't know if I'm going to send it or not, but I'll write it. No, I'm going to send it. Why not? Maybe they'll let me have two of them at least. And Fat Loaded Morrissey and I can raise them. He might rape them, but if... He adopts them. Is that rape?
Oh, my God. Did you just say that?
Listen, I'm trying to be with the times, with the happening kids, what they think. So the endometriosis update, the endo update. Dun, 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 dun. I've stopped bleeding, though everything is still an effort for me. I'm still taking the Cinerel, though it's giving me really horrible headaches. I'm in a tremendous amount of pain. In therapy, I've been doing some color therapy with my shrink, which has been kind of exciting. My thoughts are evil. My nails are growing differently. My hands are starting to look like my mother's hands. I crave Geritol. No, I'm kidding. I don't crave Geritol. And sex, well, let me tell you. Here's the thing. They tell you when you take this medication or when you go through menopause or whatever, you're going to not want sex. Your drive will diminish. Your cunt will experience atrophy. Haven't gotten the dryness yet. Are you with me, Pussy Vagina?
I'm listening.
You're thinking about my pussy, aren't you? No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying not to.
You're trying not to? You're so funny. How can I want sex when I don't feel sexy because I'm going through this? It's not a sexy feeling to go through menopause.
I'm sure it's not.
And I'm a chemically induced one, indeed. I mean, maybe when it's natural, it's a little hotter. I don't feel sexy, so like, I don't feel like, bonk, chicka, bow, wham, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, so I feel bad. So my girlfriend is going without a little bit. But I let her do fun things, like watch me take a shower.
Oh, that's fun.
And then she'll watch me, like, dry my hair and jerk off.
Nice.
Do you think that's nice of me? I like it, too. It's kind of fun. Although I feel like a disgusting, like, Skeletor monster while she's doing it. But it's still fun, and I see the smile on her face, and it's all worthwhile.
Well, but...
Why is your face getting red, pussy vagina? Is it the fever?
Probably. I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Are you really? I'll turn up the central air. No, I'll take you in the car. I'll take you home right away. You should go home. Your girlfriend will be home by now.
Hopefully.
She doesn't love you. She should be with you.
I think she loves me.
You're an asshole. Of course she loves you. She lets you do this with me, and she still sleeps with you at night.
That's true.
I hope you feel better.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Are you getting
your
period by any chance? Because
probably
you're giving me cramps.
Like a double whammy.
Yeah, well, it's not like you're getting your appendix out when you have your period, like I did on
Marcy's
birthday.
I know.
No, dear, I hope you feel better. Oh, my cat's going in the sink. I gotta go. Happy cramps to everyone. Pussy Vagina, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
And big surprise from Fat Bloated Morrissey and myself coming soon.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Oh, baby, don't you be nervous. All right, happy cramps.